Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Welcome to Football is Family, a podcast dedicated to the fan and fan experience. My name is Jeremy McFarland, and I want to look at the positives behind what makes football so enjoyable to watch and follow. I want to know why you are a fan of your team, of a player, or an era of football. Whether the pros, college, or high school, I want to hear and share your stories and your love for the game. If you want to be part of this podcast, please message me on Twitter at Jeremy_McFarland or on Facebook at the Football is Family Facebook page.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
All right. And I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Football is Family podcast. And as this is now my third Thanksgiving hosting this podcast, I try to make this more family oriented. And tonight I've got a family member on. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm your mama.
That's my mama. It's Ines McFarland there. I'm in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. She's down I-40 to Bonacqua, Tennessee. So if the messenger pigeon is going back and forth, so we might have some trouble with the internet, but we'll see. We'll see how it works. Now, I tried to get her on a year ago, and she didn't want to talk about football, but tonight we're not talking football. We're talking her memories of Thanksgiving. So you and I both agree Thanksgiving is pretty important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I was thinking today it was pretty I was thinking of past Thanksgivings and the kind that I had when I was growing up and what we've had when you were growing up. But the funny thing today, I was thinking of this broadcast. I was checking out at a store, and the young man who was checking me out, we wished each other happy Thanksgiving. I said, good food. He said, yes, and I love the good food, and I love the football.
I feel him. There you are. Because this weekend, there's three games on Thursday. Then there's the Iron Bowl, and then Tennessee is going to be beat by Vanderbilt on Saturday, and then Tennessee Titans play Cincinnati on Sunday. So it's going to be a busy weekend.
Well, and he was disgusted that Tennessee didn't play on Thanksgiving.
So they did a few years ago. They don't typically play on Thanksgiving. But can you give me some memories that you have about Thanksgiving?
Well, I remember my mama was cooking stuff. I remember the first time we got a turkey. Before we always had like chicken and dressing, but I think it's where Daddy worked. They gave him a turkey, so I remember the first time they cooked the turkey, and that was pretty cool. And we've had a lot of turkeys since then, I will say, and a lot of our family's turkeys. But there you are.
Well, yeah,
can't help that.
That's back when they invented turkey. Is when she got the first turkey. She can remember.
Yeah, I think maybe. And do you know when I was teaching kindergarten, and we did, we would always have a Thanksgiving feast in our classroom, and we'd have all kinds of different foods. And Mama, my daddy, and my brothers did a lot of deer hunting, and Mama would cook venison, and she really could cook it very well. It's not my favorite, but she would fix like a deer roast and bring it, and those kids just loved it. It was just super cool. So that was one of the Thanksgiving memories when I was working when I was younger, in my younger days.
I'm trying to remember my kindergarten time, what we did.
Yeah, we did it when you were there. Yeah, we did it when you were in the kindergarten, for sure. And we talked about the Thanksgiving history and such as that.
Well, it's good to be thankful, and that's one thing about football and family is to be thankful for what you have. You know, if you apply it to football, to be thankful that you actually have a winning season every now and then, it's good to know. It's good to have.
Yeah. It is a time. I think it's like a nice time for families to be together. And you know, we had a little family gathering Sunday, and not everyone who, you know, it's also a time when you can have friends and people who might not live close to you or close to their families can come and join. And that's the kind of things. I think Katie calls that Friendsgiving, doesn't she?
Yeah, I hated missing that. Yeah. We've been down this week with RSV and hopefully not flu, because it's been going around pretty bad. But, you know, it puts things in perspective. I want to say it's been almost 8 years since Harmony's come into our life.
Oh, I told Harmony when I took her to an appointment the other day, we were sharing with the doctor that the night before Thanksgiving was the night that I went with Katie and Connor and Kelsey to pick up Harmony. We went to Franklin, where she was staying at that time, and took her. And then we took her to Chick-fil-A, and she loves Chick-fil-A. It's her favorite place. I don't know if it comes from that night or not, but it was the first time I'd got to see her. I know you and Connor and Kelsey and Katie had, but. And then the next day, this will always be, my niece Christy will always cries when she tells this story, and Harmony loves it to hear her tell it. But so the next day was Thanksgiving, and we were going to my niece's house, and you all were not sure you could come because you just had Harmony come in as a foster child and whether she should come out or not. So you decided to come and bring her. And when you walked into her house, Harmony had her head kind of, her little face tucked up in your neck. And we were all trying to get a peep at her and her family there. And she, Christy just cries when she tells the story about how happy we were all to meet her. And so that Thanksgiving is this very special day in our family since Harmony came to be with us. It was just a blessing.
Yeah, and of course, I tell people Christy, we found her in a McDonald's parking lot. I don't think people quite get what I say about that, but
well, that I believe that was right. But we didn't eat there. We did go to Chick-fil-A.
We went to Chick-fil-A. So growing up,
and she did eat.
Oh, she can still do it. Growing up, what are some memories that you have about going to family and places like that?
Well, we would go to my grandmother's house, I guess, and now my granny would have a big bunch of people at her house. And when you were growing up, it was like we had so many different places to hit. When you were a baby, it was like you were wore out before we could see all the family members. Sometimes we didn't get to go to all of them because you just were pooped. It was just too much of one day. It's a good time, my aunts. And we would see aunts and uncles that we normally didn't see. And that was good. And the cousins all had a big time playing together. And it was just like the food was important, but not as much as seeing everybody and spending time with everybody. Those were kind of pretty fun days.
Now, this year is going to be kind of bittersweet to be thankful. I think that we all have to, in a lot of ways, to find thankfulness, reasons to be thankful. And this year is one of those reasons.
Yeah. Well, we do. And, you know, there are times when some people can't be there. My great niece can't come, who's in California, and it's too far for her. You know, they can't, they're coming at Christmas time, but she can't afford to fly that far to be there. So I know it's going to be hard for her mom and daddy, for her not to be there this time. And when your kids are not there, the first, I remember very much the first Christmas that you went with your wife to her family.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty, now you had come up a little before that, but it's totally different. It's different always, but families are always changing and they're growing and new people come in. And so it's not like you do the same thing every time. Now, our family is kind of a loud group. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
No, not at all.
but and that may come from my mama's side of the family.
They think it came from Granny. Yes, I think
a few talkers, and they all talk at the same time. So you have to. And I had one aunt that would tap me. If you turned your eyes away, she'd tap you to get you back.
Oh,
Aunt Bessie.
Oh yeah, I remember going into Granny's house and all of them in there at one time. My good gracious!
But when your sister went to her husband's family, they're not as a large a group, but they're not as large a family, and they were quiet. And she came home, and that was the first thing she told me, Mama, they were quiet, which meant they weren't all talking at the same time.
it's a culture shock. So
they're overwhelmed when they come to our family and everybody's talking at the same time and whatever, but yeah. But it's a good day. It's a good time. We should, everyone, you know, we need the thankfulness. We have so much to be thankful for all the time. And so it's not just the one day of the year that we need to, but that day we get a chance to spend time with our family and maybe eat some of our favorite foods and do things like that and possibly watch some football. I don't know. If you could hear it, huh?
Maybe if Detroit will win this year. I don't think I remember them winning. It's been a long time. But I know Dallas, I know my uncle would be into that. And there's a game that Sunday, Thursday night. So if you can give everybody who's listening one word of advice about being thankful, what would it be?
Well, I don't know if I can do it in one word.
Well, no, I'm thankful, I say one word.
To God. I'm thankful to God for all the many blessings that He's given us, which is our family. But when I lay down at night, it's been cold outside. You know, sometimes there's lots of people don't have any place to live. They are out in the cold. I thank God for a nice, warm, safe place to sleep. I'm thankful that I get to see my family and that we love each other. Like I told my daughter the other day, your sister, it's a good thing we all love each other because we're all about as grouchy as we can be and nobody else will love us.
There's a lot of that.
I was taking a joke.
There's a lot
of
that.
But there is something. But you know what? It's a time. If we can, and we don't all have to think alike or do alike, but the fact that we're thankful, the fact that God doesn't make mistakes, we're there to be with each other for a reason, always. But the thankful for the little things that we have every day, as well as the big things. But I like when we maybe hold hands and pray and thank God for our family and for all the blessings that He's given us. I think it's a good time to focus on thankfulness. And it's something maybe we need to do every day.
Absolutely.
We have much to be thankful for.
Well, I am thankful for you and Daddy and Rosie. If you hear that little running around there, that's Rosie the dog. That's my sister that I actually like.
Yeah, she is. She's actually chewing up something she found. So she's so happy. I was going to give that Piper for one of her dolls. It's a little bib, but
well, that's actually what my other sister will do too. Chew up stuff that she finds. It happens.
Yeah, she'll chew you up if she hears this. Yeah, so there. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I thank you for coming on.
Well, I thank you for asking me, and I love you, and I'm so thankful for you and your family, and for Jamie and her family, and for the good things.
We love you, too, and we'll see you Thursday.
All right, honey. I love you. Hope I didn't ramble too bad.
Oh, you're good. All right. Thank you all for listening.
Bye, sweetheart.
Happy Thanksgiving. As the holiday season is fast approaching and you're scrambling for present ideas for yourself and your loved ones, consider former guest Kevin Bryant's book, Spies on the Sidelines, The High-Stake World of NFL Espionage. This book explains how NFL teams go about spying and collecting information on their opponents in order to gain a game day advantage. It contains anecdotes from every NFL team, and it will help any football lover gain a better understanding of the game. It's available online at Amazon, Books Million, Barnes & Noble, and Walmart. Now, guys, I have a special contest. Kevin has given me two codes for free audiobooks. So if you get this contest, you get one. If you're the first two people to message me at Jeremy_McFarland at Twitter with the right answer to this question, your first two people, you will get one of these codes to get a free audiobook. Here's the question. The Dave Matthews Band released a song called Crush, my favorite song that Dave Matthews does. The question is, what is the title of the original album that it was released on? And what year was that album released? The title of the album that it was originally released upon and the year that that album was released. If you get that and you're one of the first two people, just send me the message on Twitter, you'll get one of these codes.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
The Pigskin Tales podcast is all about the lesser-known pro football players. Yes, there are stories about the ones we know, like Brad Tarkenton and Harold Red Grange. But have you ever heard of Ernie Nevers? How about Dave Osborne or even Grady Alderman? These men created their own path to the NFL. How did they do it? Listen to the Pigskin Tales podcast. Now streaming on your favorite music platform. Go to pigskintales.com.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.